Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us tonight. We've got a very good show planned for you tonight. In fact, we're doing the show all the way from Valdosta, Georgia. We're very happy to be here, and we're certainly looking forward to what we're bringing to tonight's broadcast. And just before we get started with everyone, I want to go ahead and, before Ms. J gives the disclaimer, I want to go ahead and start bringing in my listening audience from around the world. Let's go ahead and start. And let's go ahead and welcome Ms. J to tonight's broadcast. Ms. J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure and honor to have you on board with us.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be back again. And excited to see what exciting story Dr. Walker has for us tonight.
All right. Excellent, Ms. Day. We're certainly looking forward to that. Let's go ahead and welcome to tonight's broadcast, Darren Deedy. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you back with us as well.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here, and I'm looking forward to another fun night information.
All right. Excellent. Let's go ahead and take a look and bring in all the way, Pastor Roll, thank you for joining us. It's good to have you on board with us this evening.
Well, it's great to be on, and I tell you, I really had a great hangover from that great message that you brought on Saturday. I'm still trying to recruit, but it was powerful and it was awesome and it was fulfilling. I thank you so much for that. And we're looking forward to a great show tonight, you know, improving relations, starting relationship. And I just thank the good Lord. We're into another month, and thank God for all of our family, friends, co-hosts, and partners, and all those all around the world that's on the show tonight. Back to you, and God bless you, and in your vision that you have, we love you and we appreciate you, Dr. Walker. Back to you.
Thank you, Roll. I certainly have loved you and appreciate you as well. And thank you for being so faithful with us and joining us each and every program. Let's go ahead and welcome Ms. Cassandra to tonight's broadcast. Ms. Cassandra, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Thank you, and good afternoon. It's nice to be with you guys.
All right, and let's go ahead and welcome one of our world-famous sponsors, Ms. Marjorie Cross. Ms. Cross, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. Always a pleasure. Good evening, Dr. Walker, Pastor Rowe, and to all your co-hosts. I'm happy to be on the show. God bless.
We're happy to have you with us this evening.
Thank you.
Demon Slayer, welcome to tonight's broadcast. I'm not sure if I brought you in yet or not.
Thank you for having me on the show. Great third, the first of the month. Let's get rocking and rolling.
Okay, excellent. And world famous Ricky to the Rescue, who gets a lot of credits from being on this show. Ricky to the Rescue, welcome to tonight's broadcast. Good to have you.
Oh, yes, it's a pleasure being here. Looking forward to the show.
All right, excellent, excellent, good. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look now. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, how to attract love into your life. You know, a lot of people are perhaps looking for love. A lot of people think that they're in love. A lot of people love someone, and perhaps they're not sure if it's being reciprocated. A lot of people feel it abandoned because they don't feel that they have the love. So, Ricky Rescue, I want to start with you, but before we do, we want to go to Miss J with the disclaimer. Miss J, you want to give us a disclaimer for tonight's broadcast, please.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or listenership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you and enjoy the program tonight.
All right. Let's go ahead and welcome Sparkles to tonight's podcast. Sparkles, welcome.
Good evening, Dr. Walker and the co-host. I'm looking forward to tonight's topic and the discussions and bits of nuggets I can take with me.
All right. Excellent. We're so glad to have you here with us. I thought we had Shield of Faith, but I don't think we do. Okay, but anyway, nevertheless, we're going to go ahead with our program with what we have. So let me go now to Ricky to Rescue. Ms. Shea, thank you for that. Ricky Rescue, so the question becomes now, as I said earlier, people are looking for love. They think that they're in love. And, I mean, they're together 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and the love has diminished or dissipated. So, Ricky to Rescue, I mean, who has a clear, concise definition of love? What is love? You know, we might say God is love. Okay, I love you. Do you love me? I'm in love with you. Ricky to Rescue, what is love? You know, some people think it's just a feeling. Some people think it's an action word. I mean, help me understand what love is.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is we can't confine it to one thing. You know, it's so huge and enormous to the point where if you try to describe it, you're not going to really give it enough justice to truly what it is. And I think it's clearly defined by you as an individual. Once you're able to connect with someone who is in line with your purpose, with your direction in which you're trying to get to, once that gets in line as far as trying to find a love, that I think that's where you probably can accomplish it at. But I think what typically happens is a lot of people preconceive things as it relates to love, and they define love as a certain thing. And so once they don't get that certain thing, now is it becomes I don't have love instead of trying to create what your love could be, because love is something that also constantly grows. So it can't just be one thing if it's always growing, because if it's just one thing and it's not growing, it's not love.
Okay, that's a very good perspective. Say, let me bring you in here, Miss Jay. You're dating a guy for 6 months, and the guy, you all of course are involved, clearly involved. The guy, you told him, you know, you're waiting to see who says I love you first. I mean, should it matter, Ms. Yates?
No, it really should matter. And I agree wholeheartedly with what Ricky to rest you said. It's something that grows. You meet a person, you like things about them. Then as time go by, you tend to like more things about them. And then those things that you like about them tend to grow and make your heart warm and make you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. And there's so many aspects about a person that makes love. Love is not just one thing about a person. It's a combination of so many things about them that grows on you and grows with you. And who says at first, maybe they reached it first. Because like my husband told me that he loved me before I loved him. And I answered, well, I'm not sure whether I'm in love with you or not yet. And as time went by, things start growing. And the way he treated me, the way he talked to me, the way he touched me, just so many things. It came to that also. And then we matched.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Ms. J, you're with this guy for 6 months, And you know you're in love with him. You're not just loving, but you're in love with him. And he's not saying anything. He's not saying anything. He enjoys you, all aspects of you. So now what? Are you disappointed that he never said he loved you? Are you going to ask him? Well, listen, I want to know, do you love me? Are you in love with me?
You know, after 6 months, and if that's what I want is love from someone, and he has not said the word, I'm going to probably ask, oh, exactly what are your feelings for me now? Because I've told you that I love you. So how are you feeling about me? Yeah, I want to know. Because if after 6 months, he says, you know, I don't really know. I don't think it's really growing into that. I might be wasting my time. You know, I am not attracting the love that I need from the man, you know. Or even
okay,
he's not being attracted
you.
To me with love. Huh?
Right, but he's showing you that he loves you. He's showing all the signs of a person who's in love with you. He just hasn't said it. Should I ask you a question earlier, and you said, you know, who it shouldn't make
a
difference who says it first.
It don't make a difference, but it's a combination. You can show me, but and like Rika said, it's a personal thing. I want to be shown, and at some point, I want it to be said. And as we stay together, I want it to be said periodically to me after you said it once, you know.
Okay.
So you know,
said,
I like both action and words, you know.
Okay, so now
I
that you
do,
brought it
me.
Up, now that you brought it up, he says, okay, I love you. I love you. Dare I said it. Do you feel better, Miss Jay?
No. Because if he says it like that, really, you be honest with you, if he said it like that, he answered my question,
yes.
But he didn't answer correctly. He don't love me. He answered, you got to listen to how they said it, you know, the expression when they say it. No, that's just their action of saying it, yeah, without the meaning behind it. So that's another aspect of it. You got to have that meaning behind it. Like I said, it's a combination of things.
Well, that is very interesting, very interesting. We're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Listen, we're going to go to the story right away, you all. Let's get to the story and see what's going on in tonight's story. Tonight's characters are Carlos and Daisy. How to attract love into your life. After 6 long years of being alone, after his wife left him for another man, Carlos finally got himself together and attracted the right love into his life. Now, prior to Carlos getting it together for himself, he was a complete mess, coupled with extreme loneliness. A little background about Carlos. Carlos is 57 years old, twice divorced, has 3 adult children from his previous marriages. He is not a formally educated man, but has a trade in plumbing. He's been working for the same company now. For the past, what is this saying? Yeah, they're sending it to me. He's been working for the same company now for the past 18 years. He's been working for the same company now for the past 18 years. It's 33 years. I couldn't see that. He's been working for the same company for the past 33 years. He has pretty good benefits and a pension plan. Carlos is not your typical exciting type of guy. In fact, he's very laid back and sort of goes with the flow. Now, this no doubt has been most of the flaw that caused his previous marriages to end in divorce and wives left him for other men. Simply put, he's routine and boring. Well, that was until about 2 years ago when Carlos realized that he was not going to attract love if he continued on the path that he was taking. Carlos' prior routine, including getting paid on Friday, hanging out with the boys, and getting massively drunk until the next time. His hangovers lasted all weekend until it was time for work Monday morning. Now, Carlos tried dating for years but could not attract love, so he made a conscious decision to do something about it. Here's what finally worked for Carlos to attract Daisy, the love of his life, into his life. And this is very important, and all of these stories are inspired by true stories, you all. And this is how Carlos, these are some of the things he did to attract Daisy, the love of his life, into his life. Number one, he developed a plan for attack or a goal. Number two, he set a deadline to accomplish his plan or goal for 2 years. Number three, his plan also included joining a gym. Number four, he joined a travel club. Number five, he joined a singles club at a local church where he met Daisy. Number six, he began reading self-help books on attracting love in his life. Number seven, he stopped drinking and hanging out with the boys. Instead, he started going and getting involved in church activities. Number eight, he lost about 43 pounds because previously he was overweight, and he started really looking good. He joined a Toastmasters group to develop confidence and better speaking skills. Number 10, he practiced heavily on exercising an alpha-type personality. You know, you've heard of the alpha male or the alpha female. He changed his attitude towards life. Number 12, he meditated daily on bringing love into his life. That one is something that you want to get. He meditated daily on bringing the right love into his life. Finally, Carlos is on the right course, and Daisy is so excited about her man. They have been together now for the past year, and Carlos is a completely different guy who now is attracted to so many women that he can't believe himself. He concluded that it all has to do with your mindset and attitude towards attracting the right love into your life. Now the women won't leave him alone, including one of his ex-wives. Question is, I want to go over here. Darren Deedy, let me go to you. Darren Deedy, do you think Carlos is on point when he said it all has to do with your mindset and attitudes about attracting the right love into your life?
Yes, I believe that, but he's going above and beyond. But whatever he's doing to self-improve himself, hopefully he's taking it to mind, not just something physical, because love is more than a physical thing.
Okay. Pastor Rowe, do you think that it's true that a person's mindset and their attitudes about love can have a bearing or anything to do with a person attracting love in their life?
Well, man said, you know, it's important, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. You've heard that expression, you know, and, you know, it's the way you think, you know, it has to do with, you know, attraction. But along the lines of what you were saying, you know, how to attract love into your life, you know, you probably have heard it said, you know, with love and kindness have I drawn them, you know. So you draw, you know, you draw people and personalities in your life, you know, when you manifest or show love and kindness and actions, you know, it speaks louder than words. You know, it's not the words that count. You know, people can say things, but it doesn't have no fulfillment or meaning, but, you know, manifestation and showing, you know. So to answer your questions, yes, the man, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he, you know. You said he got off and meditate, you know, spending time in meditation. And when he began to think about things and meditating, you know, the attractional process took place. So that's my thoughts on what you just asked me.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go over here, Sparkles. Sparkles, I mean, do you think that meditating has anything to do with attracting love?
Absolutely, yes, it does. You have to get in that space and all that stuff. And love yourself and see what the word says as well in regards to love and all. So, absolutely.
All right, so how do you meditate then? How do you meditate? Help us understand how to meditate and what does that mean to attract love into your life?
Well, for me, I get where I'm not distracted, no noises, no nothing like that or whatever, reading the word and continually going over it and all that stuff like that. And sometimes I will put on some Christian music to uplift my spirit so that I'm hearing positive words, positive things that are going into my spirit and for me to think on, not any negativity that I'm thinking on or that's coming before me.
Okay, I'm going to bring Rick. Okay, I'm going to bring Rick to the rescue in shortly to talk about visualization, because as therapists, we may encourage somebody to visualize things, to be that thing which you want to be, the change that you want to see. Like for me, I do believe in meditation. I believe in the yoga of things, the quiet space that she mentioned about, the happy place, all things that are positive. And in meditating, closing your eyes. All right, somebody is coughing. I'm sorry, we hear it. If you can mute your phone, please. And so we have this here where if you close your eyes and you meditate and you see yourself with the love of your life, and you create a picture, you create a film in your mind to attract what you want into your life, whether you want good health, whether you want wealth, you know, whether you want comfort, financial comfort, whatever you want. I do believe strongly that you can meditate on these things, and these things are visualized. And Rick Zarespe, we're going to bring him in just a second and talk about visualization. You know, they do it in school. We teach students in the past mind mapping. That means draw a picture of what you want in your life, poster board. And I did that several times, more than just several. And things manifested, even the love of my life, you know, all of these things, it can happen. Rick Zarescu, you talk about visualization as it relates to drawing love in your life. Why is that so important?
I want to connect it back to something else that was said as well when we talked about the mindset, and because I think we generalize mindset as one thing, but a mindset could be fixed or it could be a growth mindset. And so when we're talking about a growth mindset, we're talking about being able to learn from your mistakes. And whereas if it's fixed, it kind of gets stuck where it is. And so to transition that over to a visualization, you want to be able to visualize growth as well. So it's not that you're just looking at something and saying, that's what I want. You're also kind of what you explained, mapping in your mind how to get there. And that's why things like vision boards are so effective, because not only are you looking at it, you're actually thinking about what you're looking at that time. And you have to process how you're going to get there. And then you have to challenge yourself to say, well, maybe that's not going to work out because. And so once you start to build those because, you're developing these connections in your brain that's allowing you to figure out how to get there.
Okay, excellent point of view. Ms. J, how do you feel about mind mapping or meditation or visualization, any of this, in terms of attracting right love into your life?
As far as the meditation part, I think that is good because, you know, you need to be yourself and know yourself. And sometimes to do that, you know, you just have to get there in quietness and silence and meditate and think about you, your desire, your need, what you need to help you do or become what you need to do, and just let it, you know, just let it come sink in, basically. And then, you know, when you get into yourself, because I don't really meditate, or I don't call it meditate. I just sit down and be quiet, and I call it just daydreaming for me, I guess. But
okay.
But it helps me a lot to just sit there and just think about the do's, the don'ts, the cons, what I need, and I just get a beautiful picture from it, you know. And I think that's a good thing that he's doing that. And if he was continuing to work hard at his relationship, because all these things he's doing, I think is good, because it helped him to value his love when he do get it better, you know. And he's staying open and receptive to new things and changes. And I think he's on the right road to, you know, find, you know, love for himself.
You know, I just want to share this with you all. Excuse me, a true story for me. At the age of probably 7 or 9, I didn't even know what mind mapping, I didn't know what the laws of attraction meant, of course, or yoga or meditation, any of this stuff meant. But I saw myself as a young boy, a kid actually, closing my eyes in the darkness at night in my bedroom, visualizing the life that I aspire to have. And let me tell you, one day while sitting in the back of my father's car at the time, when he was home this particular time, he was taking my mother to work, and I was probably 6 or 7, and I saw a man come out of his house that lived in a well-to-do, what appeared to me as a well-to-do neighborhood, with his yard landscaped so perfectly. And I assumed he lived there because he came out in a robe, and he bent over to pick his paper, the newspaper up, where they used to deliver newspapers. And he looked, as I was looking out of that back window of the car, that man, as he stood up and he looked, and his eyes met my eyes. And we just fixated on that look until he was out of my visibility. And I knew that that's the kind of house that I wanted to live in, a nice house, well-manicured yard. And for years, I just did that. Even growing up in the project, I was living in the project at the time. And as I became an adult, that manifested because I never stopped having that vision. And there have been, and as I tell you all, this has happened to me so many times, I can't even count them, by visualizing things, even with this, it's the love of your life into your life. So I want to go here now, and I want to bring in Ms. Cross. Let me bring you in, and then Cassandra and Demon Slayer, stand by. Ms. Cross, how important is it in your mind? You know, have you ever daydreamed, as Ms. Jay calls it, or meditated for something in your life, particularly the love of your life?
Yes, Dr. Walker, I have.
And did it manifest? Did it happen?
No, it didn't happen as yet.
Oh, it hasn't happened. So the love of your life, have you manifest? Have you been into this state of dreaming or state of meditation where are you saying that the love of your life has never happened? And it hasn't happened yet?
Oh, yes. No. The love of my life has happened. But what I'm saying, things that I'm dreaming about, didn't exactly manifest as yet.
I see, but the love did. So,
yeah.
Then Ms. Cross, if you choose to pass on this next question, say I pass, and we will understand, not trying to incriminate you or anything like that. But what would you say has not manifested in your life that is something within your part of your control to mentally think about it? Not outside of your control, but your mindset to be able to think about it, if you don't mind sharing with us.
I think I'll pass on that one because I don't understand
Okay, certainly. We certainly do appreciate that. And so what I'm saying here is that what you think about, Pastor Rose said it at the top of the hour, as a man thinketh, so is he. What you think about, you can possibly bring about. And Muhammad Ali was one of the perfect people with this. Muhammad Ali, it was almost like he prophesied. Muhammad Ali did a great deal of meditation. He really did. And I believe that, I mean, I didn't hear him often come out and say certain things, and directly that this is what he was doing, but I have heard him talk about that in some of his chantings. And so what you can think about, you can bring about. And in fact, I was so inspired by Muhammad Ali that that's where a lot of this comes from. So let me go up here now and bring in Demon Slayer. Demon Slayer, when we talk about attracting love, like we talked about Carlos lost 2 wives. And then he gained the love of his life because it took him to the point where he had to get himself together to be right for somebody else. Is that important, Demon Slayer, that if you're trying to get the love of your life, if you're out there by yourself now and you're wondering, well, God, why hasn't it happened for me? Is there anything too hard for God? Absolutely not. So maybe it's not God's fault that the love of your life is not coming into your life. Demon Slayer, then, in your opinion, tell us why it was so important for Carlos to get himself together to attract the right love into his life, even down to the point of his mindset.
Well, first I want to say that there's people on this show that made some very good points of view about the subject that we're at. I want to say that first. Carlos, I think, got to the point where he needed to change because as he was doing things, it wasn't happening. It wasn't working out. Two divorces, and if you keep doing the same thing over and over, it becomes redundant, and it's like you're looking for a different result. So you have to change things in your life. Your mindset, your attitude, your characteristics. Him going to the gym was a major proponent in him doing better. That's the first step. Then to meditation, then concentrating on you and making yourself better, getting closer to God. All of those characteristics make you a better person. So he's on the right track of what he's doing. He's trying to attract, you know, the love of his life. But the only thing about it is as you, I believe that love will find you. If you keep doing the right things and you try to be a good person and a good heart, and that's the main thing I think, that you should have a pure heart, because God sees your heart. I don't care what you do in your life, he's going to always come back on you. But if you have a great heart and you treat people right, good things and great blessings are coming your way.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Cassandra, we want to go to you, and I want to ask the same question to Ms. J as well as to Rick to Rescue, get you all short versions on this response. This female writes in, and she says, I'm 47 and have been alone for over 5 years without a companion. I recently heard about doing a self-evaluation to determine why I'm not attracting love into my life. I discovered that my attitude was horrible. I took the small things for granted, and I didn't know how to reciprocate kindness. I'm working on this, and I would advise anyone to work on yourself as well, like in tonight's story. Give me your thoughts on that.
My thoughts is, Demon Slayer said, everyone said some great responses back. But my response to this is she's doing an awesome job to do some self-evaluation, you know, just to sit back and take a look at herself and see what she needs to do for herself before she can put herself in a relationship to move forward with someone. Maybe some things in her past or some hurt loved ones that probably have been in her life, and maybe she's afraid to move forward. But afraid to. We don't know on that aspect of it, but I'm just saying that could be something. And then, you know, she wanted to just do a self-evaluation of all areas of her life, that when she do step forward, that she can move forward in power.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. So, Michelle, I want to bring you in here, then Ricky, to the rescue. It sounds like she changed her, as she realized she's no longer in denial now. Michelle, so, I mean, she's saying here, I'm working on this, and I would advise anyone to work on yourself as well. Why is that so important, to work on yourself, like Carlos did in tonight's story?
You know, that's very, very important, because if you're not happy with yourself and you see you falling back, you know, ain't nothing going to go good for you. And anything worth having is worth working for. And you find people are attracted to people who care more about them, you know, they care for themselves personally, feel comfortable in their own skin, and got a lot of confidence and positivity and hopefulness. And if you don't have all that kindness, like you talked about before, being positive and receptive to change and open, you're not going to find anyone, because you owe to yourself. So to change and be the best you can be, that's good.
Okay, Ricky to the Rescue. So our attitudes can make a difference towards attracting the right love into our life. What about if we're already in a relationship and we're not happy in that relationship, and it's like it's causing our spirits to be so bitter? Then, Ricky to the Rescue, how do we change that?
I think a lot of people, I don't want to say most people, but it could probably even be most people, it's difficult to learn how to appreciate and love what you already have. Even if you think about it in the most simplistic form, if you got a good, reliable car, you want the new car. And I think when we're talking about chasing love, that happens a lot. And so what happens is you're kind of feeding something that you may not ever reach satisfaction in. Because if you can't appreciate what you have, you'll never be able to truly love and appreciate what's going to come to you. And I like what Demon Slayer said about love actually finding you. And kind of what you mentioned earlier about the laws of attraction as well, because we're talking about energy. And so once you're able to put yourself in a position where you appreciate what you've already been given, then you can have a love and infinity for what is to come. And so when love is growing, you're growing with that process and you're appreciating it every step of it. Once you try to go in and try to change something and manipulate it for it the way you want it to be at that particular time, you can actually sabotage the blessing that's coming your way.
That is absolutely, you know, I mean, this, if you all get a chance to go into the archives to listen to what has been presented thus far, I mean, it's like, there's a book, and everything that everyone on here tonight has presented, there's a book in this right there, because it's been one of the shows that I think this is the first time I've ever said that. I'm impressed with all the shows, but it's something about what's being said thus far in these 36 minutes of the show being on. That's a book. That's almost like perfect information that's coming. So if you get a chance, if you're out there, if you know somebody who's going through an experience of being alone and they want to attract the right love, have them listen to this topic tonight, because this is some powerful, everything that's coming out of people's mouths tonight, this is powerful stuff. Everyone's making a tremendous contribution, which you often do, but it's something about tonight's topic that what your presentation is powerful. Let's go up here to Darren Didi. Darren Didi, this
can
next
I,
comment.
Can
we got to go
one
ahead.
More thing?
Yes.
It'd be real quick. Can I add one more thing?
Of course.
I know, okay, I know self-improvement was mentioned as well, but I just want to reiterate, when you're talking about self-improvement, you also have to have an appreciation for where you're at, because every learning experience you actually had has helped you to become a better person. You just have to realize how did it help you, and then you can kind of look at it from a vision standpoint to see where you're trying to go, because you're going to have to use those stepping stones, those learning experiences to get you there.
Absolutely brilliant. While we're here, let me just ask, we got about 23 minutes before we end the show tonight, and we still got a lot to cover. Who would like to volunteer and close us out tonight?
Everybody got quiet.
Who would like to close us out tonight?
I close us out. You know, I'll be waiting for other people to say something, but I don't mind.
Okay. Ms. J, let me give you this next comment, then we'll leave you alone, give you opportunity to collect your thoughts. Ms. J, this comment comes to you now, and then we'll leave you alone unless you want to chime in, you know, throughout the remainder of the program.
Yeah.
This male, he writes, and he says, in reference to attracting love into your life, I had to make several sacrifices in my life to attract the right love into my life. I stopped smoking and drinking heavily and changed my attitude towards women. This proves to be working for me, as I have been on a couple dates, which is clearly an improvement from not having been on a date for over 6 months. Ms. J, why is that? I mean, that's getting self-evaluation. That's improving oneself, even for his own health's sake. And now he says it's proving to be successful for him, because he hasn't been on, prior to that, he hadn't been on a date in 6 months, and now he's been on two different dates.
You know what? Self-improvement is needed for some people. Everybody might not have to do the self-improvement part, because it might be, for example, what you put out is what you attract. That's what I'm trying to say. So if you put out a negative thing where you're just looking for somebody to take care of you, or just looking for somebody, get with somebody that got something, whether they married or not, you know, you're not going to receive that true love. So it's all about what you put out. But if you really want that true love, you got to work on yourself for that. And, you know, make sure that you're able to reach the kind of love that you want, instead of reaching for something out there that really is not what you want. So, you know, you have to analyze your need and desire, and then see, okay, what do I need to do to make myself presentable to do whatever? Because some people really need to work on themselves. In this case, Carlos, he was in need because he was a drunk anyway. And ain't no good woman gonna out there want a drunk. So I am so proud of Carlos for improving himself. And now, shoot, he's the man now. That's all I can say for that.
Even his ex, one of his ex-wives wants him back now. So you know he's done something right. That is so incredible. And all of these stories are inspired by true stories. Thank you, Ms. J. We're going to give you time unless you want to chime in later. Let's go here now. Dee in Georgia. Dee, let's bring you in here. Dee, what are your thoughts on attracting the right love? Quickly, please.
Well, you've got to like yourself before you expect someone else to. And loving yourself is even better. I think that everything we go through is a test. And we may not see it at the time, but it does make us stronger. We just have to make sure that we learn from our mistakes, because if not, we'll go through something again, because he'll keep testing us until we learn a lesson. And the more positive we are about ourselves, the more positive attitude you have. People can see that, and that itself is an attraction when you like and love yourself.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Sparkles, let's go to you right now, and then we'll take a commercial break with Ms. Cross, and then followed by another commercial break with Ricky to the Rescue. Sparkles, let's bring you in here. This female, she writes in, she says, my husband left me for another woman because I made our marriage all about me. He tried to get me to understand my deficit, but I felt because he was my husband, I didn't need to change. Ladies, don't fool yourself and pay close attention to what your man is saying. Sparkles, but what if the man's got it wrong? He's trying to tell her about her deficits, but perhaps she took offense to this. And now in the end, she says she lost him to another woman. And she says, ladies, don't fool yourself and pay close attention. She says close attention to what your man is saying. Why is she telling the ladies that, you think?
It absolutely is true, though. She might not be able to see it. A person might not be able to see their deficit, their flaws, or whatever. But if it's your spouse, your significant other, you should take heed and all. Don't be so defensive, but inquire and to ask questions and to learn from it and to ask so that you can get better. Because if you do have a spouse or a significant other, they are looking out for your best interest. They do love you. They want you to be better, in my opinion, and all that stuff like that. So those are wise words that women do need to take heed in, that if your significant other or your spouse is telling you something, you know, pay close attention and do self-evaluation on yourself and to try to change if you want to keep that person.
All right, we're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break. Ms. Cross?
Yes. Yes, hello again. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross. I'm a health and wellness consultant to two of the most important companies in the world, AstraZeneca and For Life. And we have over 150 products that may be able to help you with any health conditions. You could call me at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. Or you could visit my website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. God bless. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Walker.
Before Reach to the Rescue comes on with another commercial break, let me go in here now. Darren Dee, I want to bring you in here along with Demon Slayer for this comment. Demon Slayer and Darren Dee. Let's start with Darren Dee first. This male, he writes in, he says, I've been married for 14 years and my wife is constantly getting on my nerves, or so I thought. It dawned on me when I came home from work one day and she had packed and moved in with her sister. It took me over 3 months to make the necessary adjustments in my life to get her back. Now we are dating with hopes of her coming back home. She hasn't come back home yet. She left because I failed to truly show her my love instead of trying to be her father. Men, don't try to control the women. Just love them, especially if they show their love for you. Darren Dee, is that really important? I mean, if you don't want to be controlled by a man?
Absolutely. I like to be thought of as a equal more of a treasured person in your life, not somebody that you would discipline or yell at and demand things like your father would, that kind of a personality.
Okay. So absolutely not. You don't want to be controlled by a man.
No.
Okay. Demon Slayer, let's bring you in here. Demon, with that follow-up. Demon Slayer, I mean, she says she doesn't want to be controlled by a man here. What are your thoughts?
I think this is 2023, and it's a new game out here. I mean, it's all about respecting each other, you know. And don't nobody want to be told what to do. It's a new age of mm-hmm. you just loving the person. You know what I mean? Just having respect for each other. Y'all trying to get along, and it's already the days are shortened now. You know, I wake up at 3:30 in the morning, and I still don't have enough time in the day to do what I have to do. So if I get interacting with people and things of that nature, you know, you don't want to be told what to do. You got to treat people like as you want to be treated. So if you see the opposite of that, that you're being treated wrong, then you got a choice whether to stay with that person or move on. And I think that's the bottom line.
All right. Excellent thoughts. Rick's the Rescue, let's bring you in here with your commercial break. Rick's the Rescue.
Yes, and this topic is so fitting for personal development. It's part of the services in which I do provide at A Path to Greatness, where we're able to help you create this path towards your personal development. You can visit the website for more information at 2greatness.com. That is spelled with the number 2greatness.com, or you can give me a call at 404-968-9940. Again, that telephone number is 404-968-9940. Thank you.
The Rescue. Now let's go on here. Let's bring in Pastor Rowe for this comment here, and we're running out of time. This female writes in, she says, in reference to how to attract love into your life, I was obviously overweight, which caused my last two relationships to end. After hearing some of your shows, Dr. Walker, I decided to work on myself and join a gym. I've been at a gym for over 6 months now and lost over 35 pounds. I met a man in the grocery store, and we've been dating for the past month and a half. I think losing the weight gave me the confidence that I needed to be approachable. It's worked for me. And then she goes on to say that now I meditate and I've attracted what I believe to be the love of my life. Thank you, Dr. Walker, and your co-host. Pastor Rose, she's also thanking you. You're one of the co-hosts. What do you say to her, Pastor Rose, if anything?
Wow, that's a great one. The meditation, you know, that's important, you know. You know, what do I need in my life, you know? And I've been greatly influenced by Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. You know, he talks about meditation. He talks about imagination. He talks about different, you know, things and how thoughts can become actions and actions can bring about results. But she took action, you know, maybe through her focus and thinking and sharing and talking with others, you know, maybe I'd need to lose some weight, you know, and she focused on that, you know. As she began to focus, things began to happen and changes began to come about, and she became more in her thoughts, I'm beautiful, as a man see himself, so are they, you know. How do you see yourself? And she was changing, so it made a difference, you know, taking actions on and focusing and meditating on things that she needed to do to achieve her aims, goals, and objectives. That's my thoughts on that, Dr. Walker.
All right, let's go ahead and bring in, thank you for that, Pastor Rowe. Let's go ahead and bring in Sparkles at this point. This is another very interesting comment. Sparkles, and then we're going to give Rick the Rescue an opportunity to respond to this one as well, because it mentions him in here. Sparkles, this comment in reference to how to attract love into your life. Dr. Walker, I just want to say your co-host, Mr. Ricky to the Rescue, is so serious and knowledgeable that he inspired me to take a different approach on how I not only see myself, but develop an appreciation for others. As such, my girlfriend of the past 3 years is now also tuning in to your shows to listen to Ricky to the Rescue and some of the others. I need to be careful because all she now talks about is Ricky to the Rescue. I think he's a good guy also. Thank you, Mr. Ricky to the Rescue, for your valuable insight on life. And this male, he writes that in. Ricky to the Rescue, what are your thoughts on that? Let's go with Sparkles first, I think, and then we'll come to Ricky to the Rescue. Sparkles?
Okay, as far as, repeat the question again. So she was giving appreciation
Walker,
to Ricky to the Rescue.
They have an appreciation to Ricky to the Rescue because he's so serious and knowledgeable that he inspired me. This is a guy, right, to take a different approach on how I not only see myself, but develop an appreciation for others. As such, my girlfriend of the past 3 years is now also tuning into your shows to listen to Ricky to the Rescue and some of the others. I need to be careful because all she now talks about is Ricky to the Rescue. I think he's a good guy also. Thank you, Mr. Ricky to the Rescue, for your valuable insight on life. So, I mean, that's a brilliant comment. What are your thoughts on mm-hmm. how someone, one of the co-hosts and others, are touching the lives of these people?
It is a beautiful thing. I mean, everyone inspires me. When I listen every week, I'm always taking bits and nuggets and all, and trying to see, okay, how can I glean and get better, and all from various people's perspectives on this various topics and all. So I think that's good because that means you're growing and you're getting better and you're not just thinking just one way.
Excellent. Excellent point of view. Ricky to the Rescue, this was all about you pretty much. I mean, I can concur with that. The guy, he feels that you're serious and knowledgeable about what you've inspired him. And now his girlfriend, she just talks about you quite a bit. Ricky to Rescue, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I definitely appreciate, you know, the feedback that came with that. And, you know, that's the purpose of the show. You know, not only me, I think the commentary from everyone, you know, it helps to build upon the conversation. And like I said, I appreciate that. I wanted to kind of expand on the comment, and I wanted to get, I guess, some feedback from you and Pastor Rowe as well. I know we're kind of getting close to the end of the time, but when we're talking about having this appreciation for self and others, you know, when I incorporate more of a spiritual component to the personal development, the question becomes, when you're meditating, when you're praying, are you asking for what you want, or are you praying and meditating for God to show you what you need, right? And so when you start saying you're appreciating someone else, are you looking to appreciate what they're doing for you, or are you appreciating what you're learning from them, or are you trying to appreciate what God is trying to show you? And so I guess what I'm putting out there, what I'm presenting, I guess especially from you and Pastor Rowe, when you're talking to people or when we're trying to help people, whatever information we're presenting, and we're talking about meditation, is it more focused on what I want for myself or what can you reveal to me?
Well, if I,
well,
may
if I was
respond, go ahead. Bethel, you want to go first? Go ahead.
Well, you can go ahead, Dr. Walker.
I mean, I'll wait for you. You're my mentor,
okay, well,
as well.
The thing that I would say to that, you know, I know in you know, from a spiritual perspective, in Psalms 1, you know, it says, in his law, you know, blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of an ungodly, nor stand in the way of sin, and I said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. You know, when you meditate in God's word, his word will bring you where you are and take you where you ought to be. He said you'd be like a leaf planted by the rivers of waters, and your leaf will not wither, and whatsoever things you do is prosper. So when you spend time in the word of God, his word would navigate you or bring you to things that you need in your life that can bring things to fruition, you know, because God is the one ultimately that bring your dreams into realities when you align yourself with him and the word of God. So that's my thoughts on that. Back to you, Dr. Walker.
Okay, so my response to that, and thank you, Pastor Rowe, for that as well. My response to that is that I basically serve here as a facilitator to bring thought-provoking mindset information to individuals. in hopes that they will search themselves and allow their spiritual person to be developed, and things will be revealed to them through that. For example, let me give you a quick example here. Like, I read the Word of God every day. I have praise and worship every day. The first thing I do in the morning after I go to the bathroom. And let me tell you something. When you do that, the Word of God comes into you, and it causes self-evaluation. And what happens is there are things that will be revealed to you because you're feeding yourself with the person that you are. That spirit, like Pastor Rose has often said, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. The spiritual part of us requires spiritual food. That can only come from the Word of God. And he will meditate, the person, the Bible says, he who meditates on the Word day and night, God will reveal things to them. And that's happened into my life. So I wait for the revelations. And just like since we've been on this program tonight, what came into my spirit even to share with Ricky to the Rescue that you should have a book out there. I don't know if I recall you saying that you have a book, but it just came into my spirit heavily that you need to, you know, a certain book on the same thing you just presented should be out there. Rick the Rescue, let me go to you. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I appreciate that. I don't have a book, but, you know, maybe you just found the foundation and the groundwork for that. And I'm glad for both of you guys' comments, because I know we often hear pray, meditate, but, you know, we just loosely use those terms and, like, what does it mean or what are we truly doing? And I think they gave a lot of context towards that.
I believe so, too. But it's been pressing upon me heavily for you to put a book out there within the next 6 months. And I would love to be one of the forums that you presented every time you give your commercial to present your book. Even if it's a workbook, a short book that you can produce in the next few months, and that comes into my spirit so heavily. Based on what you just said, you're asking a question about revelation. Do we, you know, seek this here from that spiritual and practical perspective from your therapeutic mind? And God will reveal that to you, how to write it. Pastor Rowe mentioned my speech earlier, and I don't want to make it about me because we're running out of time. We've got to get to Miss J. But he mentioned that about the speech that I did on Saturday, and I had just gotten that the day before. And God had me write that about 11:42, the morning of the program, 11:42, that night, before the program, rather. And it flowed naturally. And I only had 15 minutes, they told me initially. But then at the end, I looked at my phone, and it said I had 10 minutes. But something caused me to speed up anyway, and I did it in 13 minutes. And it's not about me. It was about God who let it flow. Rick to Rescue, I'm telling you, he'll let it flow. We're just about out of time. We got to go to Miss J. Miss Trey, close us out with how to attract love into your life.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity tonight. Some of my thoughts on how to attract love in your life, and it's coming from my reading and my understanding of it, and I'm going to give 4 points. We all discussed this tonight. One is be yourself and always work on improving yourself and be genuine. You know, because like I said earlier, people are attracted to those who are comfortable in their own skin and confident in what they are. Number two, be open and receptive. What that means is be open to meeting new people, trying new things, taking chances. That's important. Number three, be positive and hopeful. Positive outlook on life. Stay optimistic and hopeful, even with the different challenges and setbacks that you might have trying to find that love. And number four, be kind. We mentioned that, and compassionate. Do this towards other people. Show empathy, understanding, and support different people around you. And also, as you give love to others, you will feel more lovable and will start to attract love and kindness. Because the law of attraction works because like attract like. Give love generously and you'll soon attract love. But I say this, watch how you put yourself out there to attract love in your life, you know. To work hard for true love is good, as Carlos did in his story tonight. Because we know that anytime you work hard for something, you know, you're going to place value on it. And love gotten from self-work can be valued. And I'm going to end it tonight. It's going to be short, but I'm going to end it by saying this. We want all of us want and we all deserve to attract a person who is certain that he or she wants you. Attract a person who is certain that they want you in their life and no one but you. That's the type of attraction you want to make in your life, someone that truly wants you and only you, and you have to work towards that. And thank you. That's our end tonight.
All right. Excellent closing, Ms. J. Thank you so very much for that. We're completely out of time tonight, but listen, join us here tomorrow night when the topic will be, is it too hard for God? Is it too hard for God to attract or connect you to the love of your life? I don't think it is at all too hard for God. But listen, we're completely out of time. Thank you all for your visiting tonight and your commentaries tonight. Those of you all we weren't able to get to, we certainly apologize about that. And keep calling. Call us early in so you can get into the queue. Listen, until tomorrow night, if you choose to be with us tomorrow night, that's great. We hope that you will be. But if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program, we'll be back here Saturday morning for your International Divine Intervention Day program. And until tomorrow night or until Saturday morning or until next week, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Ms. J. Excellent
closing, Ms. J.
Outstanding
closing. Yeah, it was. It's awesome. And everyone, good night. God bless you all. Keep safe and keep well. Love you all.
God bless you, Sister Marjorie. God bless
you. Good night, Dr. Walk and all the co-hosts. You all were great. Great show.